USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's going to be hitting pretty soon. Be ready and God be with you.
That's President Trump's message for those in the path of Hurricane Florence, a major hurricane that's setting its sights on the Carolinas, where it's expected to come ashore on North Carolina's coast late tomorrow or early Friday. The president says in a video message,
"We love you all. We want you safe. Get out of the storm's way. Listen to your local representatives."
The president saying also that FEMA's ready to handle the storm. The FEMA associate director says, quote, "It's going to be a Mike Tyson punch to the Carolina coast." Pope Francis wants a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse, today summoning bishops from around the world to the Vatican this February, where they'll discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing kids. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
"I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
"This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible."
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Federal regulators turning down Wells Fargo's plan to repay its customers that it forced to buy unnecessary auto insurance. The feds are telling the bank that it needs to do more to find and repay everyone overcharged, and that could be over 600,000 drivers. Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kalmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FDA is now going after electronic cigarettes, or e-cigs. The FDA chief, Scott Gottlieb, says the use of the nicotine-infused e-cigs has become an epidemic among American teenagers. Dr. Gottlieb calling it a clear and present danger to young people's health. And he says there will be an unprecedented crackdown on retail and online sales of e-cigs to minors. A major wildfire still burning unchecked in Northern California. That Delta fire has now burned over 53,000 acres north of Redding, and it's still only 5% contained. The area could face a tough few days of weather as parts of Northern California are under high wind warnings until at least Thursday. And some of America's favorite playthings could soon be enshrined in a Rochester, New York museum. Finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame's Class of 2018 announced on Wednesday, chosen by staff from thousands of online nominations. Among the dozen, Tickle Me Elmo, also the Tudor Electric Football Game, Chutes and Ladders, also Pinball, Tic-Tac-Toe, and the ever-loving Sled make the list, along with American Girl Dolls, He-Man, and also Chalk. The annual induction ceremony is November 8th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.